Many women in the Philippines find themselves in a situation few American mothers could fathom. They must leave their children in order to put food in their bellies, clothes on their backs, and send them to school. It is a harsh reality for many Filipino women who cross oceans in search of jobs that pay enough to provide for their families back home. The Philippines is known around the world for sending its citizens overseas to work, and a recent study has shown the country consistently deploys more women than men. In the U.S., Filipinas are often nurses and caretakers. But many work as nannies, caring for the children of American women. Exactly how many is unknown, because they are often paid under the table. Ashley Westerman from member station WRKF has the story of two Filipina nannies who were forced to make the sacrifice for their children.
At a FedEx store in Houston, Lita, who's asked us not to use her last name, prepares to mail a package for her employer.
I need to look for the address. It's in
my... She pays the man behind the counter.
Check-in number Monday morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She gathers her things, and then we leave, on to the next destination. Lita is a petite woman of 60, with brown eyes and dark hair that's starting to salt and pepper. As we drive around an affluent part of Houston in her black Volvo, she points out places she visits almost daily as she runs errands.
I go to Whole Foods, I take the dogs to the vet. It's not a hard work, it's just long hours.
After immigrating from the Philippines in 1989, Lita was hired by her second family, as she calls them, through an agency. Over the last 24 years, she's helped raise all three of her employer's children from birth. Lita says her employers treat her well and pay her well, and they have even given her benefits like a retirement account and health insurance. Experts say providing benefits like this is extremely rare. Lita knows she got the best possible deal from the painful decision to leave her family and children behind. She says she had no choice but to leave. Life was already tough in the Philippines, and then her parents got sick.
None of my family, we cannot afford their medical bills, so I said, I was okay in the Philippines, and then I said, I think I need to work here to make more money, to support our family, and of course, I have little children.
At the time, her children were between the ages of 3 months and 5 years old. Lita says leaving them behind was hard, and in the beginning, she cried a lot, especially if anyone talked about kids. But she knew it was the right decision.
We are very poor. So, I mean, thinking about providing for my family, it just comes naturally.
Despite a growing economy, the Southeast Asian country still struggles to create jobs with decent wages. So droves of Filipinos are heading overseas to work, an average 1.2 million a year, according to the Philippine Overseas Employment Administration. Lita's migration experience is a dream come true for women who are forced to leave the Philippines in search of work. She was able to see her children at least once a year. Either she would return to the Philippines or they would visit her in the U.S. But each time, saying goodbye was heart-wrenching.
Especially when they were a little older. It's time I leave that I see my daughter, my eldest daughter, kind of sit in the corner, kind of have some tears in her eyes.
When they weren't able to be together, phone calls, pictures, letters, and videos were her lifeline. There were also audio tapes.
At night, you know, sometimes when I miss them, I will play my cassette, and I hear them kind of giggling and laughing, and I think that's make it all worth it, I must say.
And the development of platforms like Facebook, Skype, and Google Chat have made the world seem a little smaller.
My name is Patricia Ballesteros, but my friends would call me Trixie.
32-year-old Patricia Ballesteros had a much more difficult experience working in the U.S. than Lita did. Ballesteros' reasons for leaving the Philippines are familiar: a sick mother, a young son, and a mortgage that had to be paid.
I didn't even thought that I would have to leave my family, but I really had no choice, so I tried different ways on how I could leave the country.
In 2009, Ballesteros fell victim to a human trafficking scheme through a recruitment agency that sent her to Miami to be a housekeeper. After enduring her recruiter's abuse for 2 years, she and 14 others managed to escape to New Jersey, where they filed a human trafficking lawsuit against the recruiter. The case gained publicity, and the group became known as the Florida 15. While waiting out the litigation, Ballesteros sought work as a nanny, emotionally agonizing employment because the children she cared for were often the same age as her son.
Every time I hold these kids. It's like I feel like this is supposed to be my child that I'm holding. This is supposed to be my son whom I'm taking care of.
She says it was difficult to find fair employers because she was undocumented. Ballesteros' dark eyes fill with tears as she recalls some of the people she worked for.
There was like a point where I'm not being fed. You know, it's like I would go to sleep. They wouldn't give me food. So it was hard. It was really hard.
She eventually found a good family in Hoboken, just as the Florida 15 were awarded their T visas, which are given to victims of human trafficking. But her excitement was short-lived. Her mother passed away the following month, forcing Ballesteros to go home to the Philippines in March, where she still lives. Even though she's not making any money, she's loving the time she has with her son, Lawrence. She hasn't seen him in 4 years. Ballesteros says at first, she was afraid he would be mad at her for leaving.
I told my husband to always remind him why I left. And he knows, because every time you would ask him, where is your mom? And then he would say, at first he would say, she's in the computer, because he would just always see me in the computer. But when he was growing up, he would say, she's in America. She's working because she's going to bring me there. So I think he knows.
Lita, the nanny we met in Houston, also asked her relatives to remind her children why she left.
Hello.
Lita's children grew up here in the small family compound in the rural Philippine town of Hain. The white two-story ancestral home has been refurbished with money Lita sent back from the U.S. There's also a large yard where chickens roam freely among the mango trees. Her three children are grown-ups now, living in the U.S., so only 6 people live in the family compound.
Come, Lucy.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Oh.
Tom, Lita's older brother, who helped care for her children while she was overseas, fills with pride when he talks about his sister.
She did a good decision.
You wouldn't change anything?
She wouldn't change anything.
Lita's son, Mike, who now shares her apartment in Houston, says growing up without his mother was difficult, but with his family support, he and his siblings were able to make the best of it.
It sounds hard on paper, but it's easy that if you have like a support structure next to you, maybe grandparents or aunts who, you know, who is there to pretty much like raise your kids like their own children.
As for her employer's children, in a few years, the youngest will have left home. And Lita says she's thinking about retiring back in the Philippines. Many Filipinos return home for retirement, but because the country still doesn't create enough good jobs, a lot of retirees end up caring for small children, their grandchildren or grandnieces and nephews, as the next generation of mothers in the family are forced to repeat the cycle and go abroad to work. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.